from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Leaders react to President's speech. Reaction to President Trump's speech on Tuesday night has generally been very positive. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer might beg to differ, appearing today on the Good Morning America TV program.
His speeches are always totally detached from reality. He talks to the working folks of America. They were his main constituency. But the way he's governed has been totally with the hard right special interests against the working people.
A little later on, the same program, Vice President Mike Pence gave his take.
What the American people saw last night is the president that I serve with every day. Broad shoulders, big heart, but laid out the agenda that he ran on, specifically to repeal and replace Obamacare, to rebuild our military, to rebuild our infrastructure, to have better and smarter trade deals that put American workers first.
World leaders have been digesting the speech. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Donald Trump's speech may have been directed at a domestic audience. The president repeatedly pledged to put America first, but this was a performance watched around the world.
It is American leadership based on vital security interests that we share with our allies all across the globe. We strongly support NATO.
The warmer tone has been welcomed, says Ian Bond of the London-based Centre for European Reform.
He didn't repeat the suggestion that it was obsolete, and he did stress the importance of NATO.
But analysts say many world leaders want more policy detail on President Trump's promise of a new chapter of American greatness. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
For more on the speech, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say a group of heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers have assaulted a district police headquarters in western Kabul, sparking a fierce gun battle with security forces. The coordinated insurgent raid, which began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance of the facility, has left several people dead and dozens wounded. A Taliban spokesman took credit for the violence, saying the group's fighters inflicted heavy casualties on Afghan forces. The insurgent group often provides an inflated casualty toll to the media. Malaysia charged two women with murder Wednesday in connection with the death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Indonesian and Vietnamese nationals said they are innocent and believe that they were taking part in a prank for a TV show. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th, shortly after the two women allegedly smeared what Malaysian authorities say was a VX nerve agent on his face at a Kuala Lumpur airport. Ongoing conflict in Unity State in South Sudan has forced the evacuation of 28 aid workers from one of the two counties hit by famine. From Nairobi, Jill Craig has more.
Last week, the United Nations and the South Sudan government declared Mayandit and Lir counties of Unity State famine-stricken. Over the weekend, insecurity forced 28 humanitarian workers to relocate from Mayandit. Gemma Connell is the deputy head of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in South Sudan.
So this is basically an indication of just how volatile these areas continue to be. Thankfully, this incident that took place this past week that caused the relocation was a minor incident, but it highlights how fragile the situation is and the types of challenges that we face on a week-to-week basis.
Roughly half of South Sudan's population is projected to be severely food insecure by July. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The Mayandit aid workers were doing emergency nutrition screening and response and registering communities for food distribution. Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo has declared a state of disaster as the Horn of Africa nation struggles with severe drought and food crisis. The United Nations says the crisis in Somalia threatens 6.2 million people, more than half the population. Tensions are increasing between Berlin and Ankara over claims that Turkey has been using Islamic preachers in Germany to spy on supporters of Fethullah Gulen, the U.S.-based cleric who President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accuses of orchestrating last July's failed coup against him. German police raided the homes last week of four imams suspected of collecting information on members of Gulen's religious movement. Authorities say the spying in Germany by clerics paid by Turkish government is part of a broader espionage. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.